Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Ali, speaking of the blog, very quick plug. Yeah. We did this interview with this Icelandic band, Sigur Rós, and it did not go as well as it could have. We put the video up on the blog. There are so far 28 comments, most of them from the nation of Iceland, telling me I am the worst interviewer in history. That seems to be the national consensus in Iceland. You got to go to our blog and check this video out. And maybe I am the world's worst interviewer. One of the world's best newscasters works for this show. Her name's Rachel Martin, and she's got some for us right now.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Schools in Cleveland, Ohio are closed today in the wake of a shooting that left four people wounded and the gunman dead. Yesterday, a 14-year-old student opened fire at the Success Tech Academy Alternative School. He carried two revolvers and fired 8 shots, injuring others and killing himself. Police say he was targeting the 2 teachers he shot. He also took fire at 2 students, while others hid in closets and in bathrooms. The shooter was suspended from school for fighting with a classmate earlier, and authorities believe that may have provoked the attack. According to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the young man had a history of mental health problems and had spent time in 2 juvenile facilities. And some people are calling it a Hollywood strike, as in all style, no substance. The United Automobile Workers walkout against Chrysler lasted all of 6 hours yesterday before union leaders and management reached a deal. 45,000 workers walked off the job, including Don Ackerman, the vice president of UAW Local 136.
We already had, you know, kitchen details set up. We had education classes set up for the members up here at the hall, and we had everything set up for the long haul.
Some workers have speculated the short strike happened only to convince workers the deal was the best they could get. The issues at hand were similar to those in the strike last month against General Motors. Health care benefits for retirees and job security. Union members at GM approved their new contract yesterday. And in our daily Nobel Prize news, a winner for literature has been named Doris Lessing. The British writer is known for novels exploring genders and races. Lessing, who turns 88 soon, was born to British parents who were living in what is now Iran. The family later moved to what is now Zimbabwe, where she grew up. Lessing's breakthrough work was the 1962 Golden Notebook series. Other important books include The Summer Before Dark and The Fifth Child. Over the next few days, we'll get the names of the final Nobel winners for 2007 in economics and peace. And finally today, it looks like the material girl of the music industry has a new sugar daddy. Madonna is close to a deal that would mean walking away from Warner Brothers Records for a $120 million deal with concert promotion giant Live Nation Incorporated. It's a 10-year deal that would give Madonna a healthy mix of cash and stock in exchange for the rights to sell 3 studio albums, promote concert tours, sell merchandise, and license the Madonna moniker. Industry analysts say putting all these functions under one tent could be risky, but profitable, and could signify a new trend. Then again, the band Radiohead has gone completely the opposite direction. The British group released their album this month, directly on the web with no corporate partners. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you. You know, the most interesting thing about that Madonna story is that the woman is 49 years old, and this is a 10-year contract. It's a long time.
I noticed you were playing something from the 80s when she didn't totally blow. I'm not supposed to say that kind of stuff on the show. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rach.